You're muted right now, Commissioner Collins.
Sorry, difficulties turning on my mic. I don't know what it was, but anyway. How long of a delay are we anticipating with this?
I'm going to say the dreaded words, it depends. I mean, so right now it's been, the delay has been almost a week. I think it depends on what they find when they are able to take the machine out of the ground and take it apart and find out, you know, whether it can be reused and redeployed or you know, it's I hesitate to try to speculate right now on what the delay may be.
Okay, I did watch the video, fascinating video, but it obviously depicted a perfectly working machine. So I guess these things you do encounter these things. Has this happened before?
This is not, we've done another project. It was a couple of miles long, I believe, of microtunneling, and we didn't run into this. I've been involved in a handful of microtunneling projects throughout my career and haven't experienced this, but it does happen.
Yeah, do they have to get a camera in there or does a human walk in there and check it out?
They're going to dig down from the surface and send somebody down there to take a look at it and most likely pull it out at this point. So they can't, it's the diameter of the pipeline is 36 inches. So it's a lot smaller. You can get in there, but you can't really stand up. You certainly can't stand up. You can hardly sit up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Commissioner Lieberman.
Yep, thank you. I just wanted to check, while this is all going on, is there any significant disruption either to traffic or to the businesses that are located right nearby?
We have communicated with the businesses. The impact to traffic is that they had to close one lane of traffic in order to dig down to the location of the machine. So they're able to leave one lane of traffic open with flaggers that, you know, alternate directions. And so that really only impacts one business because much of the road is closed already due to the building the jacking shafts. We've had to have road closures. So people are already detouring to most of the businesses. It's only one or two businesses that have been impacted, and we have been in touch with them, just letting them know that this is happening and, you know, traffic, there may be some traffic delays.
Thank you.
So with the time delays in the schedule, it's also budget delays, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, budget impacts.
Right. Time is money, right? And so we haven't really even, you know, started the discussions of the budget impacts of this yet. It's kind of to be determined.
Okay. Great. Any other questions? Right. This is informational as well.
Yes, it is. And just so you know, I'll keep the commissioners apprised via email of the process.
All right. Okay, moving on to item 6, matters of commission interest. I don't think we have any. And if not, we will move to item 8, business items. Commissioner Collins.
Sorry, I was a little late getting my hand up. The only comment I wanted to make was that I took some time over the weekend to look at the website, and I understand it was redone last year, and I just wanted to compliment whoever did it. It was very complete, very thorough. I really enjoyed the section on water recycling, and it was interesting that there are places in Virginia and Florida, which are areas that are not known for droughts, that are using water recycling very effectively, and even in Texas, which is also amazing, and Orange County. So I'm hoping that we can pursue whatever low-hanging fruit there is in terms of water recycling projects in the future, because those projects around the country really hold a lot of promise. But anyway, I just want to say I just noodled around the entire website and I was very impressed. It was very informative.
Nice. Thank you, Commissioner Collins. I just do want to say that Jessica had a big hand in developing that website along with our public communications folks at Redwood City. So they did a really good job. Thank you.
Yeah, job well done. Thank you.
Okay, item 7, consent calendar. Do we have a motion on any of these items or to move these items forward?
I move to approve the consent calendar.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Collins.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Lieberman. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Collins.
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman.
Yes.
Commissioner Moritz.
Yes.
Commissioner Gray.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now moving to item 8A.
Yes, item 8A is related to our remote commission meetings and continuing to meet remotely. And this is a follow-on to our last month's meeting. If you recall, we're required to bring this forth to the commission every 30 days, which we will do, and it needs to be a business action item. So we continue to make the determination that there's imminent risk to health and safety of attendees if we came on site. So with that, I'll just make the recommendation that the commission approve moving forward. Jessica, move to the next slide, please. That the commission move forward with allowing for remote telecommunications.
There are no questions. Can I get a motion to adopt the resolution?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Lieberman. Second by Commissioner Moritz. A roll call, please.
Yes. Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Moritz?
Yes.
Commissioner Gary?
Yes.
Thank you.
Item 8B, consideration of resolution adopting modification to SBCW industrial treatment program.
Right. This is another extension of last month's meeting. Jessica, go ahead and move forward. So this is the same slide as we showed last month, except with the showing the local limits is what limits on chemical discharges we put on industry within our service area. Go ahead to the next slide. So the adoption process is shown on the slide. We've gone through the public comment period, the public hearing. We've reported to the regional board last week, and now we're here to modify local limits pending the commissioner's approval of them or adoption for them. I can answer any questions that anybody might have. I wanted to, we went through this in pretty exhaustive detail last month, but I'm certainly available to answer questions.
Any questions from my colleagues? If not, can I get a motion to approve?
I move the resolution adopting modifications to the regulations of the Silicon Valley Clean Water, establishing uniform standards, conditions, and requirements for the use of the sanitary sewerage facilities of said authority and its member agencies.
Can I get a second? I'm sorry, who was it?
Second.
Okay, was that Commissioner Moritz?
Correct.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Moritz?
Yes.
Commissioner Gary?
Yes. Okay, then.
That's the extent of our meeting.
Okay, we have no closed session, so we are ready to adjourn to our meeting of November 12th. Is that correct?
November 15th is our next meeting.
November 15th. I'm sorry. It's yes. Monday. Yes, November 15th. Okay. There are no questions. We're ready to adjourn. Thank you very much for the brevity of the meeting.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for a very efficiently run meeting, which is why it's so brief.
Right.
There you go.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.